Let me hear you. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. So root, root, root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame.
Take me out to the ball game. We're at Wrigley Field. It is a tradition with every home game, a guest singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Was that really Vin Scully singing at Wrigley Field? Vin was the guest speaker there. That's a terrific voice, singing as well as doing play-by-play. But of course, today we don't have opening day for Major League Baseball as the sport is delayed indefinitely. Every other sport is also on hiatus because of COVID-19. And nevertheless, on opening day, we bring together A. Martinez, the host of Take Two, Nick Roman of All Things Considered. And we're, of course, doing this remotely. Nick at his home studio in South Orange County. A, I don't know, where are you in Studio B?
I'm right next to you, Larry.
You are. I can't see you, but I'm in A, you're in B. And so we get to talk. A, you just shared yesterday, I believe it was, wonderful little piece about, the greatest, minor league player that baseball observers ever saw and a great performance. What are some of the things that you're looking at to take the place of live baseball we can't watch?
Well, one of the things that I saw last weekend was that Ken Burns, the documentarian, tweeted out that he has made baseball available to stream on PBS. So that occupied, 12 hours of my time.
The great documentary.
Yeah, scene. And I've been rewatching that and then going and looking for old highlights. So, I think that I do that anyway. I always look at players that I grew up loving to watch, Ricky Henderson, all kinds of players. And I just watch YouTube highlights of them because I got to have some sports. I can't live without it completely.
I have to admit, I realized, that sports are a big part of my life. It's decompression for me. It takes me out of the concerns of all the other things I'm dealing with, and I can vicariously live through the experience of my home teams that I support. But Nick, I have to say, I think I underestimated what a stress relief valve it is. How are you coping without having sports?
You guys are talking so much right now. I'm trying to watch the Angels and the Yankees on the MLB Network. Mike Trout's about to come up and hit a home run. So
that's very prescient of you.
Distracted. Yeah. Well, one thing is MLB.com is now streaming a bunch of really great games that have gone on in the past. Right now, they're playing the Angel-Yankee game when Mike Trout went 5-for-5, hit a couple of home runs on a Saturday night a few years ago. Later on, at 3 o'clock, they're going to stream Kershaw's no-hitter against the Colorado Rockies. So that helps a little bit if you can do that kind of thing. I've also been looking through, looking on YouTube, and you can find audio of ball games, not necessarily famous ones, but just games from years ago. I found one from 1969, Dodgers and Cubs, Drysdale and Ferguson Jenkins in pitching in that one. So, you can stream those things, and it can kind of fill in the gap.
I wasn't born in 1969, by the way. I'm sure. Hey, I know you two were, but
I've got to say, I would enjoy a boxing match between those two guys because those are two of the most aggressive pitchers, pitching against each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you can fill in with those kind of things. When I get some time on air, I think in the next week or two, I might start also listing some baseball books that I just loved over the years. And that can fill the gap a little bit. If you're a subscriber to The Athletic, they've been doing a whole bunch of things too. So there are things that you can watch and listen to and read but obviously it's not anything like the game live right before you.
Did Nick and A, did you ever go through a period in your youth where you just couldn't get enough baseball biographies? I mean, I'm trying to think. I read everybody, it seemed, who put out a biography, because Ball Four started this whole series of books, not all as revealing as that. But Nick, did you have that period?
Absolutely. My mom was a constant visitor to the library in the city of Monrovia, where I grew up, and she routinely found a series of baseball biographies that someone had written, and she would bring those back to me, and I read them all. Al Simmons. In fact, I didn't even know how to say his first name. It's Aloysius, and I had to find out. Al Simmons and Jimmy Fox and Mel Ott. All of these players from decades before. So this is like in the middle 60s when I was reading these as a kid. And that plus baseball cards and listening to Dodger games, and I was hooked.
Hey, what about for you?
I had a time where I was reading a lot of baseball books. That was called high school. I should have been paying attention to my textbooks, which is why I struggled so much.
I don't know. But you probably learned a lot.
Boys of Summer, Summer of 49, all those books. I replaced those books with the textbooks that I should have been reading, and would have made high school a lot easier, probably.
It's the triple play with no opening day, but we're using the date to talk not just baseball, but sports generally. But I really want to hear from you how, if you're a big sports fan or baseball fan specifically, how are you still getting your fix of sports? 866-893-5722, 866-893-KPECC, the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. You can tweet at AirTalk or post on the AirTalk Facebook page. We'll be back in just 1 minute. Just so you can kind of picture how we're arrayed as we're doing social distancing at KPCC, the studios in which A and I do our shows are identical. They're just mirror images of each other. And A and I are only about 30 feet apart, but four walls between us and totally separate doors to enter into the large studio that each of us are in with our teams each day doing our program. So as the crow flies, indoor, not far, but we can't see each other. And of course, Nick Roman is down the interstate in South Orange County at his home studio from where he's doing All Things Considered for KPCC. It's the triple play. We're talking baseball. I guess, is this like the Freeway series, Nick? Can we call it that? The Freeway show?
Yeah, I think that applies.
Right. And I mean, I'm just up. I can get on the 5 and I can be at Angel Stadium in no time. I can go down the 5. I can be down at Petco Park with the Padres in about an hour. And I can go up to see the Dodgers. So, yeah, I'm right in the middle.
All right. Very good. Let's talk with Mark in Glassell Park of Los Angeles. You're on Air Talk. How are you getting your baseball fix?
I've been watching Japanese baseball about around maybe 12, maybe 1 in the morning on YouTube. And it's live, and there's no one in the crowd, but boy, is it fun to watch.
So they're still playing their major league season just with no crowds?
No crowds, and it's quiet, so you can hear the smack of the ball, and you can hear the grunts of each player. It's really neat.
Oh, that sounds great.
I would like to know how he's doing that, because actually I would watch that.
It's on YouTube?
It's on YouTube, and it's on the live section, and it is there. You just have to be willing to stay up and to watch it.
Now, are you a YouTube TV subscriber, or you just have the YouTube everybody's got?
You know, I'm not. I just go to it. Before that, I was watching the 14-day sumo matches. Baseball started coming in, so now I'm watching that.
All right. Hey, Mark, so are you impressed with the level of play in the Japanese leagues?
I am. They are professionals. They are really good.
Yeah, well, we've certainly seen that with a number that will come over to play in the U.S. Have you found the Japanese baseball channel yet?
No, but I've watched Japanese League Baseball. It's anytime I can't watch Major League Baseball, I'll watch any baseball. It's like pizza. I'll eat any slice, any topping. Just give it to me, and let me consume it. So, yes, I will watch that all day long, too.
The thing is, though, you miss the cultural experience of the Japanese fans because they are wild during the game. It's such a different experience than in the U.S.
There is a different energy, that's for sure. I mean, they noisemakers. We used to have noisemakers at Dodger Stadium, remember, for a little while, and everyone got annoyed.
Yeah, they are kind of a pain. But it is fun. It is fun to hear how into the games the Japanese crowds are for their baseball. Mark, thanks very much. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org, where Pippi writes, there's some auto races I can watch over and over again. One in particular, the Indy 500, where Robbie Gordon ran out of fuel moments from crossing the finish line. Bill in the San Gabriel Valley brings up a great point. He said, I feel for college seniors who won't be able to play out their seasons, won't be able to play in the tournaments. Nick, this has been so tough. I mean, some of the players are going to go on in basketball to the NBA or in baseball, you know, maybe if there is the draft held, be drafted. But for a lot of the other players who aren't going to have professional careers, tough to end their college playing careers this way.
Yeah, absolutely. And for I even feel for the high school kids, because for them, that is a really big deal to be there and finish up your high school career, because more than likely those kids weren't going to play in college baseball. This is one of the hardest things I think that has ever happened in sports. Excuse me, in organized sports, and it's a shame. I wish that there could be something that could be done. Maybe the CIF can figure out some way to do a quick summer tournament or something like that. But yeah, it's a great disappointment.
Hey, Nick, are you wearing a baseball cap today, or will you be this afternoon?
No, I'm dressed up because, you know, like I told you the other day, this is it's formal. I have to stay focused today, but I am streaming that Angel game, and Trout's about to come up.
So. All right, so if I go to you and I don't hear anything, I'll know what's happening.
You'll know exactly what's going on.
Kimbrough in North Hollywood, you're on Air Talk with the Triple Play.
How are you? There's no games, so I've been trying to keep busy by learning the rules of, like, hockey, baseball, football, and I want to be, like, a rules aficionado. Because, you know, what's cool about watching the game and understanding what the rules are is makes it that much more interesting. But, you know, there's so many more rules that we don't know about. And now is a good time to get caught up on your rule game.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Kimbrough. I'm always amazed when you watch some sort of a national sports telecast and some very sort of, you know, rare rules thing comes up and the commentator will just, well, actually, you know, give you the whole rule as though he's, you know, just been spending the last 3 years memorizing the rule book. Are you a rules nerd?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to be, right? I mean, when something happens, you have to be able to understand it, process, and explain it. And when I was doing Dodger Talk, that's one of the main questions I would get. Something would happen, and I would have to be the person that processes it for the fan to understand why it turned out the way it did. And one thing really quick on college athletes, the NCAA has given an extra year of eligibility for spring sport athletes. So
baseball. Yeah.
Basketball does not qualify, at least not yet. There is a push. Coaches want to do that. If the NCAA has any kind of heart at all, they would allow it. We'll see.
All right. You're listening to Triple Play. A. Martinez there, Nick Roman, and me, Larry Mantle. And hopefully we're not just indulging ourselves, but it's a little break for you too, and particularly if you're a sports fan. We're talking about the ways that we're trying to adapt to not having baseball and not having other sports. This is typically a peak time of year with the second weekend of March Madness in college basketball. Just so many big events either happening during this week or soon to happen in the next couple of weeks. And all of that, of course, put on hold. 866-893-KPCC. Astrogoth writes on the page, I'd like to offer my condolences on this opening day. Please hug to everyone. Tell them, as my dear mother used to say, this too shall pass. We appreciate it. And, you know, of course, we've got such serious things to be concerned with COVID-19 and the growing list of deaths associated with the coronavirus, the huge impact on our lives, the difficulty in connecting with some of our older family members who are now more isolated because of the public health measures. So we got really serious stuff to be concerned with and spend our time. And we're just trying to take a bit of that each day on Air Talk, as with the Triple Play, to talk about other aspects of our lives and how we're coping or how we're coming together. Nick, A, gentlemen, thank you so much. And we'll reconvene the Triple Play again soon, whether we got baseball to watch or not. Have a very good afternoon from all of us at Air Talk on KPCC. Thank you for your financial support. It's so vital to us. By calling 866-888-5722, we have $29,000 that's ready to be matched with your support now. Thanks so much.